then it just gives you some statistics from search engine. You know, if you remove all the adult queries that are constitute the top, you know, 30 queries on search engine, the four most frequent queries are yahoo.com, www.yahoo.com, and hotmail.com and www.com, which tells me that even with the .com, you know, users are already extremely confused, and these are real stats. You can take that away. So imagine if you have 20, 30 top-level domains. What's the confusion thing? So don't mix navigation and search.
I think that's a pretty interesting analysis with those statistics, but I can't say that it's necessarily an accurate or a scientific one. Just because that's how many people do it. I know a lot of kids or whatever get on and just like look up their own name or look up things that are familiar to them just because it's a thing to do. I don't think that that's necessarily that people are confused. I just think that this is just a behavioral thing.
I actually think that they are confused. I think they're very confused. But I think, as I said, that the threshold of confusion was reached a long time ago. We're well past that. Adding more top-level domains is not going to make the confusion any worse because we're already past the point of no return. We need better search engines. Removing all of the top-level domains we have now except one would just shove everything into one top-level domain, whether it's all monolithic under .com or spread out amongst hundreds of top-level domains. We are still going to have hundreds of millions of websites. It doesn't matter how you put them in the DNS. DNS is merely a lookup mechanism.
But you said it yourself. I was driving past the body shop, and on that body shop, I could see a sign that say, you know, nicosbodyshop.com. Mm-hmm. That I can probably remember it long enough so I can go online and use that. Now, if there are 20, 30, 60, or millions of top-level domains, I might be going home and still be confused versus which one it was.
I don't think so, because there are many, many area codes. Where I live, there are four different area codes, and a store right next to it, another store, they might have two completely different area codes. But if I see the phone number on the side of the wall there, I'm going to remember it. And if I can't remember it, I'm going to write it down. The area code to me is the same as a top-level domain. It's going to be memorable. If it's memorable, people will remember it. If it's not, they'll use a search engine. People right now are conditioned that .com is what everything ends in. It will not always be that way. That conditioning will go away. I've got a marketing plan that says it will. And, of course, if it doesn't, it's my money on the line.
You like the last word, Nico.
Yeah, well, that was a setup, of course, for tomorrow morning, because I'm going to advocate that there should not be, from a user standpoint, there should not be any top-level domain, that they should just be able to type Nissan and go there.
Point of disclosure, that's what your company does.
Yeah, that's right. That's a nice, unbiased appraisal of the situation that we can look forward to hearing about tomorrow. Good. Thank you very much, my panelists, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Hello, test. We have a reception. It starts in about 15 minutes, I guess. It's at 5:30. And it's located directly above this space in the sort of the big foyer, hotel foyer. You come down this end, you'll see the CPSR sign, and there'll be some hors d'oeuvres there and a cash bar. So that starts in just a few minutes.